We're on the telephone with David Asbridge, who is president and senior economist with NPK Fertilizer Advisory Service. David, let's talk about the situation that occurred with the Russian potash mine earlier this week. I guess it was that mine being flooded, and some people saying it's going to have an impact possibly on fertilizer prices going forward. Tell me what you know about that.
We do know that they reported some flooding earlier in the week, and then the next day they actually reported a big sinkhole about 100 feet across, a little over a mile or so away from that mine. But as big as that the mine that's flooded is, it's about 2.3 million tons of potash capacity a year. That is probably a result of the flooding out in some of the remote locations of that mine, because you know, the way potash is mined there, it's very, very far underground. And so, you know, they go out in long streaks following the potash veins there. So they undoubtedly can go out a mile or so underground to follow those streaks under there of potash. And when they do that, then if the flooding happens to go down that tunnel, then it could obviously cause a sinkhole out at the end of that. So I think they're going to find out eventually that it's all tied together. The flooding, the water that was coming in there is probably what's caused the sinkhole, and that has kind of doubled the problem, to be honest with you. Flooding in a potash mine is really not all that unusual. I mean, it happens periodically. In fact, Uralkali, which is the company, the Russian company that owns that mine, had to close a mine back, I think it was in 2005 or 2006, because of flooding. So it happens. What the outcome's going to be is, I think, still up in the air. We were in a period right now where the potash market was kind of treading water, so to speak, because, you know, we're in kind of a lull period here. You know, we're past our fall season, basically. You know, most of North America's past the fall season. The Indians still had some potash going. The South Americans have just kind of finished up their spring season down there, so they were in kind of a lull. So the potash market had just been kind of marking time here for the last few weeks or so. Now, I haven't seen anything yet that indicates that prices will go up here immediately. We do think that probably what it could mean is that prices won't fall any lower. They have kind of been easing down after remaining very strong through the summer and early fall period. They were beginning to ease off a little bit. So probably what that will do is they'll stop prices from getting any lower. So that probably means that right now is going to be the lowest price of the season, going in through winter and into the spring season here in North America now. So even then, though, we're not sure that it's going to make a whole lot of difference in terms of pricing, for the simple fact that the world is oversupplied with potash at this point. Because of the high prices that we've seen over the last 7 or 8 years, we have seen just a tremendous increase in potash capacity, both in Canada. Also, the Russians have expanded. Belarus has expanded. So, you know, those are the three main potash producers. They've all expanded capacity. The Russians, which again own this mine, have actually only been running at about 85% to 90% of capacity. So they've still got a little capacity that they can still bring online. The Canadians have been running at even a much lower than that capacity, probably 65% to 70% of capacity. So they've got extra capacity that they can bring on. So, you know, overall, the situation is probably not as dire as this would make it sound. But psychologically, what it's going to do, I think it's going to help the market kind of perk up a little bit. And in the short term, it could push prices a tad higher. But again, there's really not much going on right now anyway. So, you know, they could post a $10, $15 higher price right now, and it's not really going to make that much difference anyway. So, you know, going into the spring season, it could add a few dollars. But again, there's so much capacity out there that can be brought on stream. Really, the bigger problem that we've got in North America right now is the transportation situation. You know, if you look back at last winter, we had a huge rail tie-ups. The river stayed frozen a lot longer than normal, so that kind of messed up our logistics of moving fertilizer around, partly because of big grain crops. And, of course, you know, this year we've got a record corn crop in the U.S. We've got a record soybean crop in the U.S. They're trying to get those crops moved into the exports. You know, soybean exports are running extremely strong right now. Corn is running good, but not quite as strong relative to soybeans. But again, we're trying to move a lot of product, you know, up and down the river system, which we're beginning to get icing now up around the Minneapolis area, which is the northern part of the Mississippi River. So that's going to close that part of the river down completely. We typically will not see any more barges heading north of St. Louis at this time of the year. In fact, they had been trying to move barges south out of Minneapolis over the last couple of weeks or so. Some that never got unloaded. In fact, they were going to have to bring them back down the river and find a place where they could offload them somewhere. And may have to bring them all the way back to St. Louis now with the icing going on up there and all. So really the logistics have kind of helped hold these fertilizer prices higher than what they normally should have been this time of year anyway. So, again, you know, the potash mine will have an impact, but I think it's going to be fairly a muted impact because of the additional capacity we've got. The logistics situation is, I think, a much bigger problem. And, of course, on the other side, you know, an economist has always got two hands. So, on the other hand, demand has been very slow this fall. This is probably going to turn out to be one of the slowest falls we've seen in quite a while now, because crop prices have dropped off. The harvest had been running late up until the last week or so, and then we had that big winter storm move across the north that's keeping farmers out of the field. So there's a whole lot going on right now in the potash market, but in the nitrogen phosphate markets as well.
So what is the outlook for the nitrogen and phosphate sides then?
Well, you know, nitrogen and phosphate at this point, I think, again, are probably going to be pretty close to the bottom for the early winter season. We will probably begin to see a little strength after the first of the year going, you know, as we head into the spring season, because a couple of things. One is that, you know, we're looking at a relatively poor fall season, which is going to mean more demand pent up for the spring season. You know, particularly this is going to impact nitrogen. The ammonia that doesn't get put down in the fall is going to need to be put down in the spring season, and that sometimes can mean a switch over from ammonia to more UAN, liquid nitrogen, and more urea, because typically what we lose in the fall in ammonia does not get translated 100% to what additional gets put down then in the spring. So we'll see some of that switching over. So that's going to impact the demand side in the spring, make it a little stronger than we normally would have expected in this type of year, because you know, we've got the weak fall season. Typically what we do see though for phosphate and potash is that if we miss some in the fall, a lot of times that doesn't get carried over into the spring. Now most of the time it will, but with crop prices where they are, crop budgets where they are, right now, you know, it's hard to pencil out making much of a profit this year if you're an average corn farmer in the U.S. You know, average budgets right now typically show a little bit of a loss on a full cost basis. That includes land, labor, and everything. You know, right now, in fact, soybeans look a little bit better in terms of the soybean-corn price ratio in terms of budgets. So, you know, what a lot of people are expecting is a little less corn next spring, a little bit more soybeans possibly. So, you know, that's going to impact it, because soybeans take less fertilizer than corn does. So there's, you know, kind of a couple of things going on here, which is kind of indicating there's a possibility for a really good, strong spring season, but there's also some factors working against it as well.
And when you mentioned the logistics concerns, things kind of getting backed up, and then if all of a sudden we have a big upswing in demand in the spring, I imagine that could create some challenges too.
Yes, it could. In fact, you know, if you go back, for example, to the 2012 spring season. If you remember, we had a really early, warm, dry spring. Farmers got out there early, started putting fertilizer down like crazy, and basically the system was not ready. You know, particularly in the U.S., our biggest problem was urea, which we import about 70% of our urea, and we just had all the boats weren't in yet. They weren't in place. The fertilizer wasn't in place in the Midwest when the farmers needed it, and we saw a big jump in the urea price. I don't think that kind of situation is going to happen again this spring. But again, you know, if the weather turns off nice, warm, and early, that typically would mean a few more corn acres, which, of course, means more nitrogen. But again, the phosphate and potash, I'm a little concerned that that we may lose some of that in total this year because of this poor fall.
Hey, David, anything else? Anything we missed here?
Well, the only thing I could say is that, you know, farmers kind of need to start looking forward to the spring season at this point. Kind of, you know, start talking to your dealers, start, you know, discussing with them what you think your needs are going to be and all, and kind of, you know, start getting them stirred up, because typically a dealer's not going to buy anything until he gets a really good indication of what his demand side is going to be, and he's going to need to hear that from the farmers. So, you know, the logistics are bad. They're probably not going to get much worse. I mean, not much better this winter, because it's forecast to be another relatively hard winter, and that messes up the logistics as well. So, start working with those dealers, and start kind of getting in line. Maybe even start pre-pricing some of your fertilizer going forward here through the winter.